Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence Sabbath worship.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始今天早上的安息日的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 63.
一同站起来唱诗63首。
63.
63首。
Standing and pray together.
感谢神，我们继续站立，我们一同来向神祷告。
Let's bow our head and close our eyes.
我们低下头，闭上眼睛。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们祷告，把赞美给天上的父神。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this day to worship you.
天父，我们感谢你把今天这样美好的天给我们，让我们来感崇敬拜你。
After 6 days of hard work, we can gather here to truly glorify Him.
经过了六天辛苦的工作，我们来这里安息，来荣耀你的圣名。
And we know that every single week our heart is with you.
知道每天每个星期我们的心都是跟你在一起。
Especially on this day of Sabbath.
特别在今天的安息日。
Because you have promised us that you will sanctify us and make us holy on this day.
因为你已经应许说要在这天把我们成圣。
And not only that, but you will give us rest.
并且你要让我们安息。
And because of this, we truly praise and thank you.
因为这些我们真心的感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, every single day we are getting older.
主啊，每天每天我们在慢慢的变老。
But even though our outward man is perishing, but inward man should continue to glorify your name.
虽然我们肉体在慢慢的变衰老，但是我们内心却每天来赞美你。
Because man, one day we will die.
因为世上的人每最总有一天要死去。
But our death is only beginning of a new life.
但是我们知道世上的死只是我们新生的一个开始。
And that's why we all gather here on this day of Sabbath to truly have this hope inside of us.
所以今天在这个安息日，我们在一起聚会，在我们有一个希望、盼望。
But meanwhile, we want you to give us some strength.
我希望给我们你给我们力量。
So we can be strong to journey in this life.
这样我们在生命的道路上可以更加强壮。
Because every single day it seems so more difficult to live a life to glorify your name.
因为在世上每一天为了要荣耀你的名，每一天生活很艰难。
But you have told us that every single day the world become more wicked.
你也告诉我们说世上每一天越来越变得越来越坏。
But we as a chosen people,
但是我们是你拣选的人。
We should become more strong.
我们要越来越坚强。
We should become more holy and perfect in front of you.
我们要越来越圣洁。
So this morning we would like to share the topic, they still bear fruit in old age.
所以今天早上我们要一同分享在主里变老。
And we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us.
我们求你的圣灵跟我们在一起。
And truly open our hearts to learn your way.
让我们打开我们的心房，可以学你的道理。
So we can live a life to bear fruit.
这样我们可以做一个结果子的生命。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿所有的荣耀跟颂赞归给你的圣名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, praise and thank God. I can be here to fellowship with all of you.
Hallelujah, 感谢赞美主耶稣今天有机会在这里跟弟兄姊妹一同分享。
And we know this weekend is the week of RETW for Northern California area.
我们知道这个周末在这里有一个宗教教育讲员讲习会。
And the theme is to bear fruit.
这个主题就是要结果子。
And we also know that tomorrow is also Mother's Day.
我们知道说明天是母亲节。
So that's why I would like to share with you they still bear fruit in old age.
所以今天我们的主题就是到老仍结果子。
Not because we say that you know, all mothers are getting old.
不是说每个母亲都在每天变老。
But rather as the older we get, the more fruit we should bear.
而是说当我们慢慢变老的时候我们结的果子变得更多。
Because sometimes we think when we get old.
因为有时候我们觉得自己在变老。
That we really cannot do much for the church.
觉得我们说好像没有办法为教会做些什么。
But in according to the Bible, it's contrary to what we think.
圣经上告诉我们的确实不一样。
Because the older we are in the Bible, actually the more we can truly serve God.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，我们变老的时候，我们越却更加能够服侍神。
If we think about a fruit tree,
我们想一想那个果树。
Actually, a lot of fruit trees when they are young, their fruit is unpredictable.
我们知道说，当果树小的时候，它们结果子是没有办法预测的。
One year they can have a lot of fruit.
也许有一年它们结了很多果子。
And then next year be very little few.
但是第二年却没有什么果子。
But the mature trees,
但是长老的树,
every single year consistently always bear fruit.
它每年都很固定的都结很多果子。
Why? Because the mature tree is rooted deep inside the ground.
因为这个年老的树，它们的根扎得很深。
So even one year maybe it doesn't rain too much.
也许一年雨量不够。
Because if it doesn't rain too much, the young tree cannot bear a lot of fruit.
如果雨水不够的话，可能小的树它们结不了很多果子。
But a mature tree.
但是年长的树
because it rooted so deep, it doesn't matter rain or not, it still continues to bear fruit.
因为它的根扎得这么深，不管有没有下雨，它总是可以，收到水分，可以结果子。
So this kind of mentality we should have as a chosen people.
所以这就是我们作为神的选民所应该有的一种态度。
Because according to the world, when we get older, we ready to retire.
在世上的观念说，我们变老之后就要开始退休了。
What does this mean, ready to retire?
但是这个退休是什么意思呢
？This means we should do no work anymore.
是，就是说我们要不用再工作了。
But rather enjoy ourselves.
而是要去享受。
But in the Bible, you can see God choose many old generation to serve Him.
但是圣经里却看到说，神拣选了很多年长的人来服侍他。
Let's turn the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们看一下传道书。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
传道书的第十二章。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 12.
传道书十二章
Chapter 12 verse 1
传道书十二章的第一节
Chapter 12 verse 1
十二章第一节
Remember now your creator in the days of your youth before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say I have no pleasure in them
传道书十二章第一节你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之前当纪念你的造
你的 You can see here the Bible encourages remember God in the day of our youth.
所以这里圣经勉励我们说在我们年幼的时候要纪念造我们的主
Because when we get older, this is the difficult days that will come.
因为当我们年长的时候我们变得毫无喜乐
And then when we get older, we truly have no pleasure in anything.
在长得很衰老之后，我们确实在做什么事情都没有喜乐。
And then in verse continue to talk about why the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds are not returned after the rain.
在第二节里面讲到说，年长之后，等到日头光亮，月亮星宿变为黑暗，雨后云彩返回。
So this means when we get older.
所以当我们年老之后
，It seems that every single day is the same day.
好像每一天都是过得一样。
Because the sun and the moon is to tell us day and night.
因为日头跟月亮是告诉我们的，是告诉我们白天跟晚上。
But when the sun and the moon and the star is not dark, this means every single day seems exactly the same.
但是当日头跟月亮都变成黑暗的时候，每天就是一样了。
As you can see, many of us when we get older.
看我们现在弟兄姊妹，我们年老之后。
It does seem like every day is so boring.
好像每一天都觉得比较无聊。
And it's nothing to get excited about.
也没有什么事情可以使我们很兴奋。
Just when I talk to my father.
就像有一次我跟我父亲讲话。
He's 85 years old.
他现在已经85岁了。
So every time I talk to him, he always tells the story when he was like around in his 20s.
每次我跟他讲话，他都会讲他小时候20多岁时候的故事听。
And since he came to the United States, he never tell any kind of story about himself.
他来到美国之后的故事，他从来不跟我讲。
Because when you get older, there's very few stories to tell.
因为年老之后，有很少的故事可以来讲了。
And maybe even if you tell story when you get older, it's only about sickness, about sorrow, about difficulties.
即使有故事，也都是生病或者苦难的故事。
Just like in verse 3.
就像在第三节里面讲到。
In the day when the keepers of the house tremble.
看守房屋的发颤。
When we get old, actually our body becomes very weak.
当我们变老的时候，我们的肉体的身体变得很虚弱。
And when we're walking, we can see sometimes our whole body is shaking and our knees become very weak.
也是走路的时候膝盖都很软弱。
And then say, and a strong man bowed down would grind his teeth.
是说有力的屈身，脱沫的稀少就止息。
Actually, my father used to be almost like 5'9", 5'10".
我的父亲年轻的时候大概有五尺九、五尺八的样子。
I think he lost a couple of inches since he, you know, is 85 years old.
他现在85岁了，身材也变得矮了一些。
And it's true. It doesn't matter how strong we are when we get older, our body will deteriorate.
确实是我们不管我们年轻的时候多么强壮，当年老之后都会变得软弱。
And it's here when the grinder cease.
这里推磨的稀少就止息。
When we get older, for sure that our teeth will fall out.
当我们变老的时候，我们的牙也掉了。
And this is one of the, you know, the sign that we are getting old.
就是这是 也是我们年老的一个一个表征。
And because of this, we have very few teeth.
因为这个，我们所以我们的年老的人的牙齿都不好。
And say, and those that look through the windows grow dim.
你说从窗户往外看的都灰暗灰暗。
For sure, when we get older, we hardly can see.
当我们年老的时候，眼力也不好了。
Just last week, I took my parents to the dark eye doctor.
就像上星期我带我的父母亲去看眼医。
And my poor mom, all this time, actually she only looking through one eye.
结果我发现我的妈妈很久以来只是用一只眼睛看东西。
Because her left eye is so bad and she cannot see anything out of it.
因为她的眼左眼睛已经很糟糕了，看不见什么东西了。
And all this time nobody knew.
这么久了大家也都不知道。
And my father, of course, his eyes also quite bad.
我的父亲眼睛视力也不是很好。
And it's the reality when we get old.
这就是我们长老之后的事实。
And then verse 4 says, when the doors are shut in the street and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up the sound of the birds and at the dawn of music are brought low.
第四节讲到说街门关闭推磨的声音虽微小鸟去鸟一叫人就起来唱歌的女子也都衰微。
So we can see during this time, my hearing also will be gone.
就是说，我们年老之后，我们的听力也变得很糟糕。
And even sleeping is not enjoyable anymore.
在睡觉，即使睡觉也睡不好。
I see my father every morning get up around 5 o'clock.
我的父亲每天早上五点钟就起床。
That is 5 a.m. Right?
早上五点钟。
He washes his face, comb his hair, even put his gel in his hair, but has nowhere to go.
他早上起来洗脸，然后刷牙，然后抹头发，却没有地方可以去。
And then at prayer at 6 o'clock, he almost the first one is there.
早上六点钟祷告的时候，他总是第一位。
Because he looking forward to that. Why? Because his life is quite boring.
因为他的生命很无聊，所以他很想有什么事情做。
And then verse 5 says, all they are afraid of height and of terror and the way when the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is burdened and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home and the mourner go about the street.
第五节里面讲到说人怕高处路上有惊慌杏户开花蚱蜢成为重担人所愿的也都废掉因为人归他永远的家。
So why they afraid when the almond tree blossom?
为什么树上路上有惊慌杏树就开花
?Because every single year when it blossoms, this means it's a new year.
因为每年春天的时候杏花开花的时候表示新年的一年来到。
And when it's a new year, this means death is even closer.
新的一年来到的时候，表示说我们离死亡更近一年了。
You can see many old people they are afraid of death.
我们看到说很多老的人，他们确实很害怕
死亡。So when you read from verse 2 to verse 5, it's quite depressing.
所以如果我们读这个第二到第五节，读起来确实比较悲伤一些。
But remember, from verse 2 to verse 5, it's only talk about the physical aspect of human being.
但是我们记住说。第二章第二十二章的二到五节只是
讲到肉体的。That's why the Bible tells us, even though the outward man is perishing.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的人在慢慢的衰弱。
But the inward man grows strong each day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们内心的却在每天每天变得更加刚强。
So that's why, as a chosen people of God,
所以作为神的一个拣选的子民
，there's no such thing as retirement.
所以在神里面没有退休。
Yes, we can be retired from the work that's in the world.
也许我们可以从世上的事上。来退休
But that is the time we should serve God the most.
但是退休的时候确实我们要服侍神更多的时候
Because when we get older,
因为在我们年老的时候
our children also have their only family, our own family.
我们自己的孩子也都成家立业
And we don't need to work anymore.
我们也不需要再去世上工作
So this is the time to truly give our best effort to serve the true and living God.
所以这时候确实是我们全心全意来服侍神的更好的时候
Let's turn the book of Psalm chapter 92.
我们看一下雅歌
Psalm 92Psalms 92, yes. The book of Psalm 92, verse 12 to verse 15.
看诗篇92章92篇
Psalm 92, verse 12 to verse 15.
诗篇92篇第12节
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, verse 13.
13节
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God, verse 14.
14
They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, verse 15.
15
To declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. So we can see in these four verses, this is those who are in Christ.
这个诗篇92篇里面讲到这四节就是描述在神里面的人。
Because those who are in Christ, we are righteous.
如果我们在神里面的话，我们就是义人。
And because of this, even though we grow old,
在即使我们年老之后
，we shall flourish just like a palm tree.
我们就像 棕树一样继续发旺。
And we look at a palm tree.
我们看一下棕树。
That's why in the city of Jericho there's many palm trees.
所以在耶利以歌城有很多棕榈树。
Because a palm tree is very versatile.
因为这个棕榈树它有各种不一样的树，它们生命力很强。
Can use a palm tree for many different things.
它们有很多的用途。
A lot of time they use it for shade.
有时候人用它来当树荫。
And they use it for oil.
或者用它来做油。
Actually, there's many different ways we can use palm trees.
也棕树确实有很多用途。
Not only the flourish like a palm tree, but also shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
不光发旺像棕树一样，还要生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
We know cedar is a very strong tree.
我们知道香柏树是非常强壮的树。
Especially the one that grows in Lebanon.
特别是那些长在黎巴嫩的树。
Yes, even though when we grow older, we become weak physically.
虽然我们年长之后肉体上变得比较软弱。
But spiritually, we should bear much fruit.
但是在属灵上我们要结果子。
And spiritually, we should be very strong.
属灵上我们变得更加坚强。
Why? Because every single one of us are in the house of God.
因为我们每个人都是在神的殿中。
That's why in verse 13 say, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
所以十三节讲到说，他们栽种于主的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。
So the reason we can flourish and bear fruit.
所以我们之所以可以来发旺并且结果子。
Because this palm tree, these seeds are planted in the house of God.
因为这些棕榈树是种在神的殿中。
And that's and also a flourish in the courts of our God.
并且在神的院里面发旺。
That's why verse 14, they shall still bear fruit in old age.
所以十四节里面讲到说，他们年老的时候仍要结果子。
So as a chosen people, we always have hope.
所以我们作为神的拣民总选民总是有希望盼望。
Because our focus is not in the physical realm.
因为我们的目光不是盯在世上的东西，
but right in the spiritual realm.
而是盯在属灵的方面。
So because of this, our spiritually should become stronger each day.
所以属灵上我们要每天变得更加坚强。
Because in verse 14, not only say shall still bear fruit in old age, but it shall be fresh and flourishing.
十四节里面讲到说，他们年老的时候仍要结果子，并且要满了枝浆，而且常发青。
Another version says that it should be full of oil, and also the leaf should be very green.
还有别的翻译说，他们要，长满了油，然后树叶子要变得很青。
This is truly contrary to a physical body.
这个其实跟肉体上的表现确实不一样。
When we're in our 20, that's the time we are fresh, we are full of energy.
也许我们二十岁的时候精力很充满。
When we are old, our body will give away very easily.
但我们长年老的时候，我们的肉体已经软弱了。
But it's spiritually.
但是属灵上面来讲，
it doesn't matter how old we are.
不管我们肉体年纪多大。
But rather the older we are, the fresh fruit we should bear.
我们越以年老的时候结的果子越需要多。
And what is the purpose?
这个目的是什么？
That is on verse 15.
所以在十五节。
To declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him.
这样我们可以显明主是正直的，他是我们的磐石，在他毫无不义。
And this is our focus.
这是我们的着重点。
So we can declare that the Lord is upright.
所以我们来可以显明说主是正直的。
Declare to who?
向谁来显明这件事情呢？
Declare to the younger generation.
向我们下一代的年轻人。
Because a lot of time the young generation cannot bear much fruit.
因为我们知道年轻人可能结不了很多果子。
But if they see us as an old generation.
但是如果看到我们说年长的一辈。
If we can truly declare that the Lord is upright.
他如果我们真正来向他们显明说主是正直的。
That means from generation to generation the Lord is always very faithful.
这样表示说我们一代接一代主对我们是信实的。
And He is our rock.
他是我们的磐石。
And there is no unrighteous in Him.
在他里面没有不义。
So this means through our whole life God is always with us.
所以我们的一生中神总是跟我们在一起。
And if we be able to declare these things,
如果我们能显明这些事情，
especially to the young generation,
特别是像我们下一代年轻人，
we can truly glorify the name of Heavenly Father.
这样我们就可以真正的来荣耀我们主神的圣名。
So that's why being old doesn't mean there's no more work.
所以我们年老之后并不是说我们没有事情可以做。
But for God to use us, we must be qualified to be used.
但是为了让神来用我们，我们必须要有一些条件。
That's why in verse 12 say the righteous shall flourish, not anything else, but the righteous one.
所以十二节里面讲到说，不是任何人，而只是义人才能发旺。
They don't want to be like the palm tree and the cedar tree.
不是有有些人并不是像棕树跟那个香柏树一样。
And they will be the one that planted in the house and the court of God.
他们义人，他们要种在神的殿中。
And they are the one to be able to declare that God is upright and He is our rock.
这些人才可以向别人表明说神是正直的，他是我们的磐石。
So that's why we need to continually to cultivate ourselves.
所以我们要继续来属灵上来，提炼我们。
Look at Paul at old age.
我们看一下保罗，当他长年老的时候。
He truly set a great example for all of us.
他给我们立了一个非常好的榜样。
Even though at old age,
虽然他年纪大了之后
，his life became so much more difficult.
他的生命变得好像更加困难一些。
When he continued to serve God from a pure heart.
但是他继续用一个，纯洁的心来侍奉神。
And even at old age,
虽然他年纪很老
，he said that he have not obtained the things that he wants yet.
他说他还没有得到他想要得到的东西。
That is the goal that God have set for him.
那就是神给他立的目标。
So because of this, he need to press forward on to the call that God have called him for.
因为这个原因，所以他要一直努力达到神给他立的标杆。
So the older we get,
所以我们。年纪变老的时候
，spiritually the stronger we should be.
属灵上我们要变得更加坚强。
Just like Moses，
就像摩西一样。
Let's turn the book of Exodus chapter 7。
我们看一下出埃及记第七章。
Exodus chapter 7。
出埃及记第七章。
Exodus chapter 7 verse 7。
出埃及记第七章的第七节。
Chapter 7 verse 7。
第七章第七节。
And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh.
摩西、亚伦与法老说话，法老说话的时候，摩西80岁，亚伦83岁。
We know when Moses age of 40, he was very strong.
我们知道说，摩西他40岁的时候，他非常强壮。
That is physically, he was very strong.
就是肉体上非常强壮。
That's why he built to kill the Egyptian with his bare hands.
所以他很轻松的就。空手就杀了一个以色埃及人。
But even though he was strong physically, God could not use him.
但是他虽然肉体强壮，神却没办法用他。
Because spiritually he's not been trained yet.
因为属灵上他还没有被训练过。
So that's why God allowed him to be in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以神让他在旷野待了40年。
And during these 40 years, God trained him to be the one who will lead the Israelites.
在这40年里面，神训练他。做一个带领以色列人出埃及的人。
So seem at age of 80.
现在他已经80岁了。
Of course, Moses still very strong physically.
当然他的肉体还是很强壮。
But more importantly that he is strong spiritually.
但是更重要的是他的属灵上很强壮。
And by the time he went to talk to Pharaoh, he's already 80 years old.
当时他跟法老说话的时候已经80岁。
If you look to the whole Bible.
我们看一下这个圣经从头到尾。
Very few young people God choose to lead his people.
很少有看到说神拣选了年轻人来领他的子民。
Because young people sometimes we are very immature.
因为年轻人有时候还是没有很成熟。
And we don't have enough experience in life to be able to lead the chosen people.
他们生命中还没有经历过很多事情，使他们可以来带领神的子民。
That's why with King Solomon.
所以那个所罗门王。
When he was anointed to be king.
当他被高为王的时候。
But that time he's still pretty young.
那时候他还很年轻。
So that's why he said to God.
所以他对神说。
And ask God for wisdom.
求神给他智慧。
And the main reason for this is that he said so he can truly lead the great people of God.
他的原因想要得智慧的原因就是他可以真正的带领他的子神的子民。
So that's why in every churches.
所以不管在哪个教会。
The young people should not be the one that leading the church.
所以年轻人应该不是带领教会的人。
But rather older generation.
而是一个年长的一个教。
Because the old generation are rooted in the faith.
因为年长的一代他们在教会里面已经扎根了。
And we have so many experience as we serving God.
我们为神服事已经有了这么多的经历。
Just like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
Just like Aaron.
就像亚伦一样。
Yes, even though when he was younger, it seemed that it's good for God for God to use him.
虽然他年轻的时候非常强壮，但是神却没有用他。
But spiritually, he was not ready.
因为属灵上他没有做预备好。
Only when he was older.
只有当他年长之后
At the age of 80, that God used him.
在80岁的时候神才开始用他
So there should be no difference for every single one of us sitting here.
这里也是我们需要所学的功课
And also Joshua.
我们也看一下那个约书亚
Let's turn the book of Joshua.
看一下约书亚记
Chapter 24.
24章
Joshua 24 verse 29.
约书亚记第二十四章第二十九节。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 29.
约书亚记二十四章二十九节。
Now it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old.
这些事以后，主的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了。
We know Joshua was the successor of Moses.
我们知道说约书亚是摩西的继承人。
And maybe during a time when God called him, he already over the age of 80.
当神拣选他的时候，他已经超过80岁了。
This means when he lead the chosen people to the promised land.
所以当那个摩西带神的子民来到神的应许之地的时候。
Because when he dies, already 110 years old.
这是约书亚他死的时候已经110岁了。
And why did God be able to use Joshua?
为什么神在那时候可以用约书亚？
Because Joshua learned from Moses.
因为约书亚从摩西那里学到很多东西。
He was always with Moses.
他一直跟在摩西的旁边。
You can see when Moses went up to the mountain.
当摩西上山的时候，
Joshua is the only one that's the closest one to Moses.
约书亚当时是离摩西最近的人。
During that time, even the 70 elders is only in the middle of the mountain.
即使那时候七十个长老他们只是在半山腰而已。
Because very few people can behold the glory of God.
因为很少人可以像约书亚这样来承受神的荣耀。
But because he was trained by Moses.
但是因为约书亚被摩西训练
过。Because he experienced so much God's grace.
他有经历过神的这么多的荣耀和恩典。
So God can use him when he was old.
所以神在他老的时候可以用他。
You can see the attitude of Joshua.
我们看一下这个约书亚的态度。
Whatever Moses told him to do, he did it.
不管摩西让他做什么，他都会去做。
Just like the time when he went, they need to fight against Amalekites.
就像当时他们要跟马拉甲人来打仗一样。
So Moses told him, go and bring some people and fight against them.
当摩西告诉他说，带些人去跟敌人打仗。
And I will be the one in the mountain with Hur and Aaron to pray for you.
摩西说他要在山上为他祷告。
During that time, Joshua was so obedient.
那时候约书亚非常听话。
He just did what Moses told him.
他就按照摩西让他去做的事情去做。
And because of this, he became very faithful to God.
因为这些事情，他对神变得非常有信心。
And be able to lead the chosen people of God.
他就可以继续摩西带领神的子民。
So that's why for us, we truly need to remember God in the day of our youth.
所以当我们年轻的时候必须要记住神。
Because when we are young, we do not serve God.
因为在我们年轻的时候没有很好的侍奉神。
And then when we get older, we also would not serve God.
这样的话我们年老的时候也不会好好侍奉神。
That's why sometimes it's brothers and sisters.
所以我们弟兄姊妹。
When we are single.
当我们是单身的
时候。When we have no family.
当我们还没有成家的时候。
This is the best time for God to allow God to train us to serve Him.
这是神来训练我们来服侍神最好的机会。
Because when we have family,
因为一旦我们有了家庭
then it's very difficult to serve God.
来侍奉神就变得比较难一些。
Why? Because our responsibility become at our homes.
因为我们的世上的责任变得更多。
But when we are single,
但是当我们是单身的时候
and we say to ourselves, maybe when we get older, we'll serve God.
也许你会说当我年老一些我再来侍奉神。
This means when we get older, it's very difficult for God to train us.
但是那时候已经神已经很难来训练我们了。
Really, when you talk to a brother or sister who is 50 or 60 years old,
如果你找一个弟兄姊妹五六十岁，
and you really try to make them change their ways,
你想来训练他改变他们做事的方法，
very difficult.
你会发现这是非常难的事情。
But if you talk to the younger people,
但是如果你找一个年轻的弟兄姊妹，
because they are young, a lot of time it's very easy for them to be trained.
因为他们还年轻，所以很容易来训练他们。
And that's why Joshua be able to lead the chosen people.
所以约书亚这是他也是他之所以能带领神子民的原因。
Because God trained him since he was young.
因为神从小就开始训练他。
Now that he's old, he's ready to lead his people.
当他年长的时候，他就可以预备好。
So you can see for us, we need to be like them.
所以我们要像他们这样。
Especially for the younger generation who are single right now.
特别是我们下一代还单身的弟兄姊妹。
Take time to serve God.
要来找时间来侍奉神。
Allow God to train us.
让神来训练我们。
So when we get older,
这样我们年老的时候，
we can bear much more fruit.
我们就可以结更多的果子。
We can serve God.
我们就可以更好的侍奉神。
Let's also turn the book of Luke chapter 1.
我们看一下路加福音第一章。
You can see through the whole Bible, God always knew someone who's older, never the younger one.
从圣经从前到后一直都是找一些年长的人来训练 来做事
Most of the time the younger one he used to train them not to lead his people
年轻的人神主要是来训练而不是用他来带领神的子民
Maybe look at Luke chapter 1
我们看一下路加福音第一章
Verse 7
第七节
Verse 7
路加福音第一章第七节
But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well advanced in years
只是没有孩子因为以利沙伯不生育两个人又年纪老迈了
We know at this point God can use anyone to bore John the Baptist
我们知道神这时候可以随便选别的人来生这个施洗约翰
But this time he chose Zacharias and Elizabeth
但是他这里却拣选了撒加利亚跟以利沙伯
And at this point they were also very old already
这时候他们也就年纪非常老了
But why did God use them?
但是神为什么要用他们呢
Even though they are so advanced in years
虽然他们年纪老迈了
Because in verse 5
第五节里面提到说
Verse 5
第五节
Actually in verse 6
第六节
And they were both righteous before God walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord's blameless
他们二人在神面前都是义人遵行神的一切诫命礼仪并没有可以指摘的
These are the reason why that God used them
这就是神要用他们的原因
Yes, even though they are old in age
虽然他们年纪老迈
Even though Elizabeth was barren
虽然以利沙伯不能生育
But God wanted to use them
但是神要用他们
Because they are both righteous before God
因为他们二人在神面前都是义人
They are not righteous before men They are righteous before God
他们不是在人面前是义人而是在神面
前是义人 And walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless
遵守神的一切诫命里已没有可指摘的
So that's why in every churches in every churches
所以在所有的教会
We definitely should have more older generation to serve God
我们应该找更多的年长的弟兄姊妹来服侍神
Because old generation are so precious in the eyes of God
因为在神的眼里面年长的弟兄姊妹是很宝贵的
Yes, even though every single year Yes, it's Father's Day, Mother's Day But to us, it's nothing
虽然每年有一些父亲节母亲节但是在我们眼中却不是这样
If we cultivate ourselves
如果我们自己能在属灵上有增长
If we are righteous
如果我们有行义
If we walk in the way of the Lord
如果我们遵守神的诫命没有可
指摘 Then for sure God will use us
这样神一定会用我们
Look at every NCC every single year
看我们每年的教会的这个教会的大会
Actually every single year this younger people goes to the conference
每年我们教会开代表大会的时候总是发现很多有年轻的弟兄姊妹去参加
Of course there's nothing wrong with that
当然这不是并不是什么错
But if these young people go this means they are the one that leading the church
但是如果只有年轻人去的话表示说是他们在带领教会
Because whoever go to NCC this is the one that represent their church
因为去参加全国代表大会的人表示他们代表教会
But ideally we should have more older generation
其实更好的是有一些年长的弟兄去比较好
Because they're the one that maybe grew up with the church
因为他们就是跟在教会里面长大的
And been in that church for many years
他们在教会里面很多很多年了
And have many experiences concerning God's grace
跟神的恩典有很多经历
It should not be the younger generation
不应该是要找年轻的一代来做
But we need to cultivate ourselves
但是我们要需要来在属灵上来
We need to allow God to cultivate us
我们需要神来训练我们
So we can bear fruit.
这样我们可以来结果子。
So we become righteous and blameless before God.
这样我们在神的面前变成义人，没有可指摘的。
So we can glorify the name of God.
这样我们可以来荣耀神的名。
Let's also turn back to Titus.
我们看一下提多书
chapter one. The book of Titus, chapter one.
提多书第一章。
Titus chapter one.
提多书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
提多书第一章第五节
Verse 5. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appointed elders in every city as I commanded you.
提多书第一章第五节 我从前留你在格里底，是要你将那没有办完的事都办整齐了。我又照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。
So this is the letter that Paul had written to Titus.
这是保罗给提多所写的一封信。
And he said, for this reason, I have left Crete, right, that you should set an order to the things that are lacking.
所以跟他说要将你没有办完的事都办整齐了。
And appointed elders in every city as I commanded you.
又照我的吩咐，你的在各城设立长老。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
You can see, even though there's so many churches, but very few elders.
我们知道说，虽然这么多教会，但是却没有很多的长老。
Why? Because very few people are qualified.
因为没有很多人。有这个资格做长老。
Of course, we're not saying this because we want to, you know, to rebuke one another, but rather to encourage one another.
我们这样说，并不是说想指责弟兄姊妹怎么样不好，而是想来更加的勉励弟兄姊妹。
Because these elders must have great qualification.
因为这些做长老的需要很好的条件。
That is in verse 6, if a man is blameless.
在第六节里面，他若无可指摘的人。
This is very important.
这个非常重要。
How many of us can say we are sitting here that we are blameless before God?
我们当中有几个人说我们自己没有可指摘。
Very few.
很少。
But the husband of one wife.
只做一个妇人的丈夫。
I think many of us can say we only husband one wife.
这个比较容易一点。
Having faithful children not accused of disputation or insubordination.
儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的。
So not only that we are blameless.
不光我们自己要无可指责。
Because our children also must be blameless.
我们的儿女也要无可指责。
Why? Because if we cannot even, set orders in our own house, how can we truly lead?The house of God.
因为如果我们在自己的家里没有办法设立秩序的话，我们怎么样可以领导神的家，神的教会？
And then in verse 7,
在第七节里面讲到
，For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God.
监督即使神的管家必须无可指责。
Again, must be blameless.
又提到说无可指责。
And how can he be blameless?
怎么样才做到无可指责
？Not self-will.
不任性。
So this means everything we do it for God.
我们不管做什么，我们都要为神而做。
And we don't put our own opinion, own ideas into the work of God.
而不是把自己的意见、自己的主意放在里面。
And why did the Bible say this?
为什么圣经这样讲
？Because when we get old, it's very difficult not to put our own opinion to God's business.
因为我们年纪变大之后，为了很难不把自己的主意放在为神的工作里面。
And sometimes we become so stubborn.
有时候变得非常任性。
That's why the Bible said not self-will.
所以圣经告诉我们说不要任性。
If we be able to do this,
如果我们可以做这样的话
，we can be able for God to use us to lead the church.
这样神就可以用我们来带领教会。
And also not quick-tempered.
另外还不要不暴躁。
Actually, the older we get, the more calm we should become.
我们变老的时候应该变得更加的平静安稳。
If we do not cultivate ourselves,
如果我们不在属灵上灵修的话
，actually we be very quick-tempered.
我们有可能变得非常暴躁。
Why? Because when we get older, every little thing bothers us.
因为当我们年老的时候，每一件小事好像都会来使我们烦躁。
That if we do not cultivate ourselves,
如果我们没有灵修的话
，if everything bothers us, then it's very easy for us to be tempted.
如果每一件小事都来使我们烦躁，我们就会非常，会容易生气。
And also not giving to wine.
并且这里说不因酒事。
Of course, this means to be intoxicated with the things of this world.
不是为了在世上来享受这些东西。
If we are intoxicated with the things of this world, how can we serve God's people?
如果我们只懂得享受世上的东西，怎么样来服侍神呢
？And say not greedy for money.
还有不贪无义之财。
It's very important.
这也非常重要。
All this kind of qualification, if we truly be able to cultivate ourselves to be like this, God will choose us to lead.His people.
这些条件都非常重要。如果我们真的能满足这些条件，神就会拣选我们来带领教会。
Look at Moses.
看一下摩西。
When God chose him to lead Israel, he had nothing.
当神来拣选他带以色列人的时候，他什么也没有。
All he had was just himself and lead the chosen people of God.
他就两手空空的来带领以色列人。
The same thing with Paul.
跟保罗也是这样。
When Paul came to serve God, he had nothing.
当保罗来侍奉神的时候，他也什么也没有。
And at the old age, he also had nothing.
当他年老之后，他还是什么都没有。
Because his focus is very different from most people.
因为他在世上的重点跟别人不一样。
Because he knows that what God have called him for.
因为他知道说神要拣选他的目的是什么。
So if we get older, we are greedy for the material things.
当如果我们年老的时候更加变得贪婪无义之财
Expensive money
特别是钱财
Then God cannot use us
这样神就不会用我们
Then verse 8 say But be hospitable
八节里面提到说，乐意要接待远人。
So this means we always be able to welcome people.
这样我们总是可以接待别人。
And a lover what is good.
好善。
Sober-minded.
庄重。
Just, holy, self-control.
公平、圣洁、自持。
And then verse 9.
第九节。
Holding fast the faithful word as it has been taught, that they may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict.
要遵守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训训化人，又能将把争辩的人驳倒了。
In every churches, we need this kind of members.
在每个教会，我们都需要这样的弟兄姊妹。
Especially to the end days.
特别在末世来到的时候。
To the end days, Satan will try so hard to deceive his chosen people.
在末世的时候，撒旦会想尽办法来欺骗他神的选民。
But if we have no elders,
但是如果没有长老的话，
if we have no overseers,
如果没有人来帮助我们的话，
then it's very difficult for the younger generation to hold on to their faith.
年轻的一代就他们就会很难来保守他们的信仰。
But we as overseers or we as elders,
但是作为长老的人，
we must hold fast to the faithful word as it has been taught.
他们必须要坚持所教真理的真实的道理。
But do not think when if you're not ordained as elders stuff like that, that means you don't need to do anything.
不要以为说你没有在教会里面有案例长职，你就没有事情可以做了。
It's not like this.
不是这样子的。
But those of us are older than the younger people.
如果我们比年轻一代年长一些，
It's our responsibility.
这些都是我们的责任。
We need to train the younger people.
我们需要来训练这年轻的一辈。
We talk to younger people nowadays.
我们要跟他们来谈话。
They are so confused about their faith.
我们跟他谈话的时候，发现他们对他们的信仰非常。
They don't even know what's right and what's wrong anymore.
他们非常混淆，他们不知道错跟对。
They don't even know is baptism need do we need to be baptized to be saved?
他们甚至都不知道说是不是。为了得救需要来受洗。
It is all right to be homosexual.
他们甚至连做同性恋对不对都不知道。
Do we truly need to receive Holy Spirit to be saved?
我们是不是需要来领受圣灵？
Really, if you look on their Facebook,
如果你看他们在网上写的东西，
they act exactly like a Gentile.
他们就像跟不信神的人一样。
They show picture they drinking vodka.
他们在网上贴他们喝酒的照片。
And some of them are half naked dancing and singing karaoke.
他们有些半裸的时候来跳舞的照片都有。
And some of them even send their own naked picture to their boyfriend, whatever, and you know, that is Gentile.
甚至他们有一些人照些裸照来送给他们的朋友。
But all this, they are responsibility.
这些都是他们自己的责任。
We need to take time really to talk to the younger generation.
但是我们要来找时间跟他们来。
But we must be faithful to the word of God.
但是我们要坚守神给我们的道理。
And only then we may speak to the younger generation.
这时候我们跟他们谈话的时候，
we can truly be an example for them.
这样我们才可以真正的作为他一个给他们一个说的好的榜
样。But if we ourselves do not follow God's word,
但是我们自己如果没有遵守神的道理，
when we speak to the younger generation,
我们跟他们谈话的时候，
how can we do anything for them?
我们怎么样来帮助他们呢？
How can they have faith in us?
他们怎么样来相信我们来？
If we ourselves do not have faith in God,
我们自己对神没有信心的话，
How can they have faith in us?
我们怎么样来得到他们的信任？
If we ourselves are not convicted by our faith,
我们自己如果没有信心很坚强的话，
And truly, this is a great promise that I see in our church.
其实这是我们教会很大的一个问题。
A lot of time we become so weak as older generation.
很多时候我们看到年长的一辈人信心软弱。
So because of this, a young generation also become very weak.
结果他们年轻的一辈信心也变得软弱。
But the old generation and weakness will not lead us to leaving the church.
但是他们年长的一辈信心软弱并不会离开教会。
Because we are too rooted down.
因为我们在教会里面已经很久很久了。
But the younger generation,
但是年轻的一辈，
their root is very shallow.
他们的根却非常浅。
So when they become weak,
但是他们信心
软弱的时候， and the rain falls, the wind blows, the flood comes, it's very easy for them to be uprooted.
当风吹雨打的时候，他们就很容易被吹倒。
You can see if you really go on their Facebook.
如果我们继续看他们在网上的网站，
and just to read how they converse with one another.
看他们怎么跟朋友聊天，
exactly like the people in the world.
就跟世上的人一模一样。
And we should feel very shameful as a church.
所以我们作为教会应该感到很羞愧。
Not for only for the young generation.
不光为了他们年轻的一辈，
but for the whole church.
并且为了整个教会。
Because they are our children.
因为他是我们的孩子。
God gave them to us.To take care of them.
神把他们交给我们来带领。
That's why when Jesus asked Peter,
所以当神来找彼得的时候，
Do you love me?
他问他说，你爱我吗？
Yes, Peter said, Yes, I love you.
彼得说，对，我爱你。
He said, Feed my lamb.
他就跟他说，来照顾我的小羊。
Because lamb is a baby sheep.
这里羊就是指神的子民。
So three times our Lord Jesus Christ asked him, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣三次问他，你爱我吗
？So if we truly love our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们真的爱我们主耶稣
，we do not only say with our mouth.
我们不光只是嘴巴说说而已
，but rather we do it with our action.
而是我们要用行动行出来。
This is truly take time to talk to the younger generation.
而是找时间给我们年轻的一代跟他们来交谈
，and pray for them.
为他们来祷告。
For us, if we truly want God to use us,
如果我们真是想要神来利用我们
，we ourselves must be up to par.
我们自己要，属灵要达到一定的成绩。
We ourselves must be close to God.
我们自己要跟神有很亲近。
And then Titus chapter 2.
我们看提多书第
verse 3 to verse 5.
提多书第二章第三第四节。
So from chapter 1 verse 5 to verse 9, talking about mainly for brothers.
第一章第五节到第九节 谈到主要是指弟兄的事情
But for sisters
对姊妹来说
That is for older women
对些年长的姊妹
Verse 3 to verse 5
在第二章第三到第五节
The older women likewise that they be reverent in behavior and not slanderers not given too much wine teacher of good things
第三节又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬不要说谗言不要不给酒做奴役要善道教训人
So for the older women to admonish the younger one
所以用老年妇人他们要来教训年轻的一代
They themselves need to be reverent in behavior
他们自己举止要恭敬
And not slanderous
不要说谗言
Not given too much wine teacher of good things
不给酒做奴仆
So in other words as older women
所以我们年长的弟兄姊妹
Or older sisters
年长的姊妹
We ourselves need to cultivate ourselves
我们自己要需要灵修
So we can teach the younger sisters.
这样我们可以来教训年轻的姊妹。
And verse 4.
第四节。
That they admonish the young women to love their husband, to love their children.
好指教年轻妇年少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女。
But if we are older sisters.
但是我们年长的姊妹。
We do not show the kind of love for our husband.
如果我们自己没有爱我们自己的丈夫。
Or the kind of love for our children.
我们自己没有爱自己的儿女。
And how can we teach the younger people to love their husband and to love their children?
如果这样，我们怎么来教年轻的一辈来爱他们的丈夫跟他们的儿女呢？
Then verse 5 to be discreet.
第五节要谨守。
Chaste.
贞洁。
Homemakers.
料理家务。
Good.
待人有恩。
Obedient to their own husband.
顺服自己的丈夫。
That the word of God may not be blasphemed.
免得神的道理被毁谤。
You can see what we have to do if we truly want God to use us when we get older.
所以这些就是我们要做的事情，这样神才可以来用我们。
Because every older brother and sisters.
每一个弟兄姊妹。
The younger people should be able to look up to us.
每一个年老的弟兄姊妹，年轻的一代都可以来拿来当榜样。
And to truly see very clearly how we live in God.
这样可他使他们可以看到我们在神里面怎么样来做。
Because sometimes when we are older,
因为我们年老的时候
，we don't think too much that we truly will have an effect on the younger generation.
我们也许想到说，我们对年轻的一代并没有很大的影响。
Whatever we do,
不管我们做什么事情
，we must take responsibility for that. One day, actually, the younger people also will listen to us.
我们必须要想说，有一天这个年轻的一代要听我们的。
If our faith is weak.
如果我们的信心软弱
For sure, the younger generation their faith also be weak.
年轻一代他们信心也会软弱
But if our faith is strong,
但是如果我们信心坚强的话
and then the old generation will look up to us and also their faith will become strong.
年轻一代他们就会看着我们，他们的信心也会变得坚强
Especially for younger women.
特别是对一些年轻的姊妹
Nowadays, actually, younger women we become too much like the young woman in the world.
现在我们教会的一些年轻的姊妹变得越来越像世上的姊妹世上的女的
Because they really never have any older women for them to talk to
因为他们在教会里面没有一些年长的姊妹来跟他们来交谈
Especially with all the difficult questions they need to ask
特别是他们有一些很困难的问题的时候
Just like relationship between a man and a woman
就像男女之间的一些问题
For sure most of the time they cannot talk to their own parents
他们很多时候没有办法跟自己的父亲来
But they must need to know someone's older they can talk to
但是他们必须要有一个年长的姊妹可以跟他们来交谈。
You can see in Southern California, for example.
我们看一下南加州有很多这样的例子。
When I talk to the younger sisters,
有时候我们跟一些年轻的姊妹来交谈。
They are so confused about their faith.
他们对他们的信心有时候非常的困惑。
Because we always encourage them to marry in Christ.
因为我们就一直告诉他们说来要在主内结婚。
But they see no benefit at all.
但是他们却看不到有什么好处。
Their parents also marry in Christ.
他们父母也在主里面结婚
They don't see any benefit.
他们却看不到主里结婚有什么好处
But their parents also marry outside the church.
有时候他们的父母也在 教会外面找伴侣。
And sometimes they cannot see any difference.
他们也看不到有什么区别。
Maybe in church, maybe outside, the same thing.
在主内或者在主外结婚也没有什么区别。
But it should not be like this.
但是却我们却不能让他变成这样。
When we are married in Christ,
当我们在主内结婚的时候
，our life of relationship with one another should be very clearly seen that we live in Christ.
我们夫妻之间的爱要非常明显的显现出来。
So because of this, young women, many young sisters, many of them date outside the church.
所以因为这个原因，我们很多姊妹她们都在教会外面来找男朋友。
And it's way too many of them already have sexual relationship with boys outside the church.
他们已经很多人跟教会外面的男孩子发生了关系。
So we as older generation.
所以我们作为年长的一代
，we really need to do our part.
需要我们要尽我们的力。
So we can be an example for the younger generation.
这样我们可以为年轻的一代立一个好的榜样。
Because too many years already we experience God's grace, God's love, we should be able to portray this to also the younger generation.
因为我们已经得到神的恩典这么多年了，我们必须要有办法把这个恩典显示出来，使年轻的一代可以看到。
Nowadays to be young is not easy.
现在做一个年轻人确实不容易。
Maybe for most of you, when you're young, actually, there's not too much sin that is in the world.
也许在我们年轻的时候，世上没有这么多的罪恶。
Just like one time during the sister fellowship on Thursday morning.
就像有一次我们星期四早上的姊妹团契的时候。
I asked the mamas, what kind of sin do you commit when you're younger?
我就问这些姊妹说，当你们年轻的时候，你们有没有犯过什么罪？
They told me maybe they go take the fruit of the neighbor's tree, right?
他们说，也许我去邻居的一棵果树上摘了些果子。
And what else? I asked them.
我问还有没有别的事情。
They pretty much say, oh, that's about it.
他们说也就如此而已。
Nowadays you ask a younger generation.
现在如果你问年轻的一代
，What kind of sin that they can commit?
如果问他们说你们有犯过什么的罪吗？
List your 10 pages,
他们也许会写下来写十页
的写不完。So that's why it's so difficult for the younger generation.
所以对年轻一代他们非常不容易。
But if they are not rooted,
但是如果他们的信心没有扎根的话
then for sure they can never bear fruit just like us.
他们不可能像我们一样来结果子。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
我们看一下路加福音第二章。路加福音第二章。
And what happened if we really get old?
我们当我们年长的时候
we really cannot do too much.
我们确实什么也不能做了。
But it's always something for us to do.
但是总是在神里面有工作。
Chapter 2 verse 37.
路加福音第二章第
Luke chapter 2 verse 37.
第37节。
And this woman was a widow of about 84 years old, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day.
路加福音第二章37节，这个妇人寡居了84年，并不离开圣殿。禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
You know, we know this the woman Anna.
这个就是这个女先知叫亚拿。
And she was a widow. She's 84 years old.
她是一个寡妇，84岁了。
And how did she serve God?
她是怎样来服侍神的呢
？She did not depart from the temple.
她没有离开圣殿。
She served God by fast and praying night and day.
她禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉。
And really, this is the best servitude when we get older.
这是我们其实是我们年长之后服侍神最好的办法。
Yes, even though maybe we cannot go and have fellowship with young people this and that, but we know them, we should kneel down and pray for them.
也许我们没有办法跟他们一同来聚会，但是我们知道他们，认识他们，我们要跪下来给他们祷告。
Because to pray for them is also a servitude according to God.
因为祷告根据神的记载来说，也是对神的一个侍奉。
So please remember this.
所以我们要记住这件事情。
Because as I talk to the younger generation,
因为我们跟年轻的一代讨论的时候
，I feel very sorrowful.
我觉得非常伤心。
Because so many of us are getting so beat up by Satan.
因为我们这些人都被撒旦打得很惨。
So we need your prayer.
我们需要年长一辈的祷告。
Not only one day, two days, but night and day.
不光一天两天而已，而是昼夜祷告。
Just like when Joshua fight against Amalekite.
就像约书亚跟敌人打仗的时候。
Every time Moses' hand dropped, they would lose.
每当摩西的手垂下来的时候，他们就会打败。
But every time Moses lift up his hands, they would prevail.
但是当摩西把手举起来的时候，他们就会打胜。
So the same thing for this generation.
对我们这个时代也是一样的。
If we truly lift our hands to pray for the young generation,
我们真正的把手举起来为我们的年轻一代祷告。
God will give them strength to overcome Satan's ways.
神就会给他们力量来克服撒旦的攻。
Let's also turn to Psalm chapter 71.
我们再看一下诗篇第七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
诗篇第七十一篇。
Verse 17.
诗篇七十一篇第十七节。
Verse 17.
诗篇七十一篇第十七节。
Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Verse 18.
18节.
Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. We can see in these two verses, the psalmist truly understand the heart of God.
这里诗篇的两节很明显的他了解神的旨意。
Because he knows that God has taught him from he was a youth.
因为他知道说神在他年轻的时候已经教训他。
And to this day, he always declared the wondrous work of God.
直到如今他仍传扬他神的奇妙作为。
But he also said, when I am old,
并且他继续说, 当他年老的时候,
and gray-headed,
当他年老,
do not
头发白的时候,
forsake
求神不要离弃他,
until I declare your strength to this generation,
使他可以将他神的能力指示下代,
your power to everyone who is to come,
将神的大能指示后世的人,
this is very beautiful.
这是非常美妙的。
So every single one of us who are older,
所以我们每个人到我们年老的时候,
we know we have been taught by God since we are young.
我们都知道说我们年幼的时候, 神就教训我们。
And we know that our root in faith is very deep.
我们知道说我们在神的道里面扎根很深。
But do not keep it to ourselves.
但是不要把这些, 只是给我们自己而已。
We should speak to the young generation.
我们要跟我们的下一代来传。
When we are going in, when we are going out.
我们不管我们进入还是出来的时候,
on the road and on the way.
不管是在路上的时候,
we need to declare to them the wondrous work of God.
我们都要跟我们下一代来传神美丽的道理。
And only then we can be uplifted.
这样我们才可以被神来举起。
And only then we can root our faith just like you have rooted your faith.
这样我们可以使我们的信心变得更加坚强。
Not only that.
不光这样,
you also need to pray for yourself.
我们要为我们自己来祷告。
Because when you are old, you must ask God not to forsake you.
因为当我们年长的时候, 我们要求神不要离弃我们。
And what is this reason?
为什么要这样呢?
Because he wants to be able to have strength to declare everything to the next generation.
这样的话, 我们就有力量, 可以指示下代。
And this is our goal.
这是我们的目标。
Yes, even though we are old.
虽然我们年长,
even though every single year physically our body become weaker.
虽然一年又一年, 我们的肉体的生命变得软弱,
but spiritually we should not be like this.
但是属灵上我们不能这样。
And we should grow strong in the grace and knowledge of God.
在神的道理上我们要变得更加坚强。
So we can truly teach young generation.
这样我们可以来教训我们下一代。
Not only by words, also by action.
不光用言语来教训, 而且用行为来教训。
Not only by words, but also by what we do in everyday life.
不光用言语, 还要用我们每天要做的日常生活的事情来教训他们。
And only then we can truly talk to the young generation.
这样的话, 我们才可以真正的跟我们下一代来交通。
They can look at us as an example.
他们才可以把我们当他们的榜样。
And only then they can truly know God themselves.
这时候他们才可以真正的认识神。
So they be rooted just like us.
就像我们一样, 在信心上有扎根。
Let's rise up and sing him.
唱诗,
162.
162 首。
162.
唱诗 162 首。
162. Several months ago, young sister went to a spiritual convocation.
几个月前有一个年轻的姊妹来参加灵恩会。
So I asked her, how's the spiritual convocation?
我就问她说这个灵恩会怎么样呢?
And what did you guys do?
你们都做些什么事情?
Then she told me such a shocking story.
她就告诉了一个非常令我吃惊的一个故事。
They said at one point during the spiritual convocation,
她说在灵恩会的时候中间有一段时间,
a bunch of young sisters, you know, sat together and talked with one another.
有一些年轻的姊妹她们坐在一起互相聊天。
And what they were sharing?
她们在聊什么呢?
What kind of pornographic they have viewed?
她们在聊她们看过什么样色情的图片。
And how they suggested which one is better than the other one.
她们就来说哪一个图片比较好。
This is inside a church, brothers and sisters.
这是我们教会里面发生的事情。
So we must really open our spiritual eyes.
我们必须要打开我们属灵的眼睛。
To see that Satan is killing our young generation.
来看到说撒旦正在吞噬我们年轻的一代。
We must be strong for them.
我们必须要为了他们的缘故来做更加坚强的人。
We must be strong for ourselves first.
我们要为自己来 坚强。
If we continue to be like this,
如果我们继续这样的话，
then you can see many young people will be affected and they will fall from the grace of God.
我们看到说很多年轻人就会受到影响，在属灵上跌倒。
But we as the old generation,
但是我们做我们年长的一代，
we must get together.
我们必须要在一起，
and pray together for the younger people.
为他们，为年轻的一代来一起祷告。
We truly need your prayer.
我们确实需要你们的祷告。
If we don't pray for us, then it's very easy for us to die spiritually.
如果我们不为我们自己祷告，我们属灵上很容易死去。
So now we're going to pray together.
现在我们要一同祷告。
And for those of us who've been first time come to church,
如果我们有第一次来教会的朋友
，In the Bible, there's two main prayers.
圣经里记载说两种。不一样的祷告。
That is prayer and understanding.
第一种是悟性祷告。
This means like early when we pray, praying on the words and understanding, so one everyone can be edified.
就像我们刚才聚会之前祷告一样，我们讲话大家都可以听懂。
But it's also this another kind of prayer.
但是圣经里有另外一种祷告。
That is praying in the spirit.
那就是在属灵里的祷告。
This praying in spirit or praying in tongue is a heavenly language, but no one can understand.
就是圣经里面提到的说灵言祷告世人是听不懂的。
Unless God open her ears.
除非神打开我们的耳朵。
So for those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we'll speak in tongues.
如果我们教会弟兄姊妹有圣灵的话，我们就用灵言祷告。
So when we pray, we kneel down, put our hands together and close our eyes to focus.
我们祷告的时候跪下，双手合起来，眼睛闭起来。
And then of course we can say anything we want to God.
我们心里面想跟神说什么都可以。
But because God already knows our hearts.
因为神都知道我们心里想要什么。
So just focus, we can say hallelujah mean praise the Lord.
我们可以说 hallelujah 就是赞美神的意思。
Just like the saints in the book of Revelation, they also, when they praise the Lord.
就像启示录里面记载圣徒他们祷告就是用 hallelujah 来赞美神。
But before we pray, we say in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告之前我们要先说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Because Jesus is the only name that's under heaven we can be saved.
因为耶稣是天下我们唯一可以靠着得拯救的。
And only through the name of Jesus that I pray can reach all the way to heaven.
只有按照奉主耶稣圣名的祷告才可以达到神。
So we kneel down, close our eyes, put our hands together, say in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
所以我们跪下的时候，双手合起来，眼睛闭起来，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Then we can just repeat Hallelujah. Those of us who do not have the Holy Spirit.
然后我们就可以一直说 Hallelujah.
And on the end we ring the bell and conclude, and then we say Amen.
当最后我们摇铃的时候，我们就说阿门来结束祷告。
So now we're going to pray together.
现在我们一同来跪下来祷
告。We continue to pray for Brother David and Sister Tracy.
我们继续为对位弟兄跟崔旭姊妹祷告。
The memorial service will be tomorrow, and the bell will be on Monday.
那个，他们的丧礼要星期，明天星期天举行。
And Monday yeah, memorial service, yes. So we really continue to pray to God to comfort the family, the hearts of the family.
我们求神来安慰他们的家人。
And also to pray for them to keep their faith.
求神来保守他们的信心。
And we also pray for our Elder Lin's, Elder Wu's wife, for his sister Lily's mother.
我们也为吴长老的太太祷告。
Because last Friday she fell and hurt her hip or broken her hip.
因为上星期五她摔倒，不小心把臀骨摔坏了。
And she had a hip operation. Now she's in a rehab.
她做了手术，现在在复养。
And please continue for the young, pray for the younger generation.
继续我们年轻的一代来祷告。
We truly need your prayer.
我们确实需要弟兄姊妹的祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
那一同跪下来祷告。